which there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. Two, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. Three, whereby reasonable exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege, to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good or without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Thank you. Before we proceed, anyone that will be speaking or addressing this board tonight will need to provide sworn testimony. So if you will please stand up, raise your right hand, we'll get you sworn in. You swear to give honest and truthful testimony to this board tonight. Say, I do.
I do.
Thank you very much. You may be seated. First order of business is to review the minutes from July. From August 15th. Have we reviewed them? Any changes? We have a motion to approve the minutes from August 15th.
I'd make that motion.
I'll second that.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Minutes are approved. First case tonight is a variance 18-07V. Do we have an applicant here for that variance request? Applicant is not here. I'm going to postpone that to the last and give that person an opportunity to show up, and we'll move on to 18-05V for Dr. Jeffrey Odell, a variance request.
This is a side setback variance request. Subject's property is located at 245 William Place, Branson, Missouri. The property is approximately 2 acres in size. Per the assessor's information, there's a 2006 residence on the property. The applicant, Dr. Jeffrey Paul Odell, is requesting a side setback variance of 3 feet for construction of a 40 by 40 garage rather than the required 7-foot setback per Table 1 property line setbacks. An applicant would like to build the 40 by 40 garage next to the east property line as far north as possible due to the steep slope of the property and the existing lateral field in the backyard. The State Highway T, Sunset Inn Road, and here's our subject property. There's a topographic contours on top of the property. You can see these little 3 knobs, that's the septic tank. And I think I provided you guys with the septic permit, which is here. It shows the lateral. Of course, the tank is actually located here, and then the lateral fields, same location. Here's our drawing of our proposed building. And this little tank was sitting here, and of course, the lateral field back here. I took some photographs, and you can see the garage, so that gives you perspective where I was standing. That's a picture of where his lateral field is. And you can see the septic tank lids right there. So that's, I turned right around and looked straight back toward the street view from where I was standing with the other pictures. Of course, we have our statutory requirements. And if the staff would approve this, our recommendations for the decision record would be to approve the side setback variance of 3 feet for construction of the 40-by-40 garage. Number two, a Division I permit for the garage will be required. Three, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Four, in this decision, a record shall be filed with Taney County Recorder's of Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
No one signed up to speak for or against this other than the applicant, Dr. O'Dell. Is there anyone here that chooses to speak for or against? I am Dr. O'Dell's neighbor. I live nearby. Dr. O'Dell is a wonderful neighbor, and he's got a beautiful old Chevy truck that really doesn't need to be sitting outside. It needs to be in a garage. So I am here to speak in favor of Dr. O'Dell's application, but since I am within the 1,000 feet, I will recuse myself from voting, but I am here to speak in favor of Dr. O'Dell's application.
I'll make a motion to approve the setback variance of 3 feet.
Do we have a second?
I would second that.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And I will abstain.
Okay, so 3-0 with one abstention.
Thank you.
Okay.
Dr. O'Dell, you are approved. And Scott, you want to let you know what he
needs
to do?
Yeah, we'll get that decision of record. Marla will send you a packet with it in there and then make arrangements to have it recorded. And then when you get ready to build the garage, just get a Division I permit for it. So she'll have all that in her packet. So. All right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Scott, before we proceed, Barbara is here for the EMEA's proposal. Can we vote even without the applicant here, or do we need to postpone until next month?
I would say that would be up to you guys if you have enough information or don't have enough information.
Have you guys reviewed this? This is in my backyard. This is another one I'm going to have to abstain from because it's immediately in my backyard. I see this foundation from my back deck. But we had a serial arsonist there about 10 years ago, and there were three cabins that were burned down. This was one of them. So, again, I'm in favor of what they're proposing to do, but I would like to hear from the applicant, as with this young lady, to find out specifically what they're planning on doing. His proposal said just to rebuild on the foundation that's currently there, which does not meet the setback requirements. But as a board, if you would prefer to wait till next month and have the applicant here to explain exactly what they're going to want to do, I would not oppose that at all.
Personally, I've not been to the site, but the pictures, I think, show clearly that I would not have a problem.
A little bit of history. He met with me probably 3 or 4 years ago. I walked all over the site. Of course, it wasn't this time of year. It was more winter. And relayed to him that if he did rebuild, and we thought he was coming in then to get the setback variance, that he'd have to get his septic. We'd have to try to find his tank, and he may be such where he has to have a whole new system, which that'll be a requirement of the Division I permit.
Yes.
But this has kind of been an ongoing thought of his for probably 3 or 4 years, just to rebuild on that existing cabin. And he did start laying up a few blocks.
I saw that, yes.
Yeah, and then he stopped as soon as we met with him, and we're to today.
Does that give you enough information, Barbara, or would you like to hear what the applicant has to say? Could you repeat? Would you like to step up, please?
If he's going to build on an existing foundation, is that what he was saying?
That's what he had in his proposal. That's what he said he was going to do. Is that correct, Scott? That's
yes, it was. It's about 900 square feet is what I measured. Here's a picture of it. But that's the same foundation I met with him on site, and we walked all over, and he just wants to rebuild exactly on that same because it's got the footings. He didn't talk about adding anything either direction from it, not to say that he wouldn't have a porch to walk up onto, but.
Well, I don't see why there would be a problem with that.
You would not oppose that?
No.
Okay, so you would be okay if we voted to approve that tonight?
Sure.
And here's the line. Of course, his foundation's on the right, and this is the cabin that's right next to it to the north, but I'm looking pretty much straight down the line.
See, we had three that were burned down, and over the years, some of them have been fixed up. Mm-hmm. And I think this will continue that trend, which would only help you in terms of, you know what Cliff's property looks like down past you where the old school bus and stuff is. We're trying to get work down the hill to get everything cleaned up.
Mine was one of the ones that was burnt down also.
Yeah.
So, okay, looks fine to me if that's
Thank
what
you.
They're going
to do. Would we be comfortable voting to approve this tonight?
I'll make a motion to approve the variance request.
Do we have a second?
I'd second that.
Again, I need to recuse myself since this is in my backyard, and I'm speaking in favor of this because it does improve the area.
Yes.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And I will abstain. Thank you, Barbara.
3-0 with one abstention.
Okay. An appeal for 18-07A. Hey, Jeff, Barbara, you guys don't have to hang around unless you just really ain't enjoying this. Okay.
I may come to all of
this. That'll be a good thing.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. I know where he lives. Yeah, I can
see. Case number 18-07A, it's Archery Range. On May 14th, 2018, the Planning Commission denied a Division 3 special use permit for the operation and development of an archery range in combination with the White River Bowman on 9.47-acre parcel located at 633 Newport Road, Walnut Shade. And I'll zoom out a little bit. This 65 highway, you go up to the 160 exit and go west, take the west outer road, take the flyover, and then you go south on Newport around to this parcel. That's a meets and bounds parcel. And this is the presentation that was given to the Planning Commission so that you'll understand what they looked at. I had some pictures that they'd sent me of the parking. The only additional thing I did was they had built a fence along this south-southwest border that's this one. And then they had provided an email that I couldn't find till the night, and we worked with them, and they sent it again. So I've got some packet material that they had sent. There's an aerial view.
And those structures on the right are what?
This is the neighbor's property. These on the right?
Yes.
Is this right here?
Okay.
These two. They're the parcel next to them. Now, and I'll pull it up.
Is that a residence or is that a?
This one is, and that one I think was a carport. I'll pull it up on pictometry and we can just look right at it. So that's what I have, and I'll turn it over to the applicant and whatever he wants to add.
Okay, yeah, we'll go ahead and hear from the applicant first. We have a lot of people that want to speak tonight, we weren't able to determine if you were for it or against it, but I assume most of you are for. If there's anyone here that's not for this project, could you please raise your hand, identify yourself so I know you are. Got a lot of them, too. Okay. Let's hear from you real quick, and then we'll
keep going on. All right, well, I'm Michael Messenger. I own the land. I know that the reason we're here, we were denied because of two things in my letter: safety and the size of my property. My property is of ample size. I have lots of testimony from my experts here that will provide you other ranges that are done on even less property with zero incidences of any kind of safety concerns. So I have a lot that I could say, but if we're only going to talk about safety and we're only going to talk about the size of my property, I think you should hear from all my people here. So they'll give you that.
Thank you.
So I have a question real quick.
Yes, sir.
So is there, if this was approved or overturned, the appeal, and this is for an archery only,
correct?
So there's no chance that there's firearms or anything other than archery?
Yeah, just archery, other than, you know, personal hunting on my land or something like that.
I do have a couple things I want to bring up, and guys, just so you guys know, I have been on this property, and I've been through this whole range, and it's really hard to tell on that picture. Do we have a topography?
I mean slope?
Yeah, to show the slope.
Probably better if I pull it up on this one. Michael, what's your address?
633 Newport.
While he's looking that up, when you applied originally, did you have a fence on it at that time on your?
No, we added the fence just to show good faith into our neighbors. For
There's your contour.